Welcome to the program. I'm your host, Skylar Smith, and this is How About Them Chiefs. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Welcome to the program. Thanks for listening, everyone. This is How About Them Chiefs, and I'm your host, Skylar Smith, and my co-host, as always, is Stuart Smith. How are you doing tonight?
Fantastic. No complaints.
All right. You ready to talk about this last game? I mean, how about that Chiefs defense? They forced four turnovers, and that included three INTs, one fumble, and a touchdown. The Chiefs now are 4-0 and remain unbeaten because of their defense, in my opinion. I mean, how crazy was that game? I mean, honestly, like, did you expect this to be a defensive battle?
Yeah. I mean, it's the Chiefs. It's hard. It's like every, you know, after the Ravens game, you know, you pretty much think, okay, the Chiefs are going to roll just every team they play against. And then they go back to being the Chiefs. So it's like they always keep in on your toes. But, you know, it's just typical fashion Chiefs. So, but again, a win's a win.
I mean, I honestly didn't know if this game was even going to happen because of all the COVID tests, you know, and it finally got pushed to Monday night, which is a primetime game. Great, we're going to beat the New England Patriots. And finding out they don't have Cam Newton, I thought we would be, you know, beat them even more. I was really surprised, but I mean, the Chiefs, they won 26-10 at Arrowhead. I mean, they moved to 4-0 on the season, and now they've won their 13th overall in a row dating back to last season. And this is the one thing I thought was crazy, is that the Chiefs made an NFL record on Monday night, too, because they became the only NFL team to ever start 4-0 in four straight seasons. I found that hard to believe that no one's done this before. Are you shocked about that?
Yeah, I was – when I first saw that stat, I was like – because I know Andy Reid, I thought – the first thing I thought of was like, okay, it's clear that the Chiefs, like, just play really well when it's hot out. And when it starts to get cold, they don't do very well. But, yeah, I was really I couldn't believe that stat. Because I know we've had some good, you know, starts, but it just shows you the consistency of Andy Reid.
I mean, Andy Reid, now that he's coached their eight – to be honest, I didn't realize it's already been eight seasons. They've had at least a winning streak of at least four games in every one of those. That's pretty crazy to understand how great Reed is, and especially in the month of September, I guess, because like you said, Mahomes, we know, is hot in September. Still hasn't thrown a pick in September. I mean,
wow.
The game, going back to the game, I mean, the Chiefs, it started off like impressive because they made two great drives. They went down – on their first – it was their first three possessions of the game. I mean, they tallied a total of seven plays, a double-digit yardage between both of them. But they stalled in the Patriots' territory again, resulting in field goals. I mean, were you concerned when you start seeing us kicking field goals that early?
No, because it's Bill Belichick and that amazing defense. I mean, if you look at, like, the teams that you know, Pat has difficulty against, and it's kind of clear now – when I say like he struggles, he still throws like four touchdowns and like 300 yards pass. But like, you know, those the games where it's like, wow, like Mahomes just hasn't, you know, slinged it across yet. It's always against New England because Bill Belichick, he's just such a good defensive coordinator.
I mean, it was a defensive battle throughout the whole game, and it's really uncharacteristic for the Chiefs offense, really, with every other team they play against. I mean, Mahomes, for example, the Chiefs didn't score their first touchdown last Monday until late in the third quarter. I mean, the game was only – it's only the third game with Mahomes as a starter in which the Chiefs didn't score a touchdown on any of their first four possessions. I mean, that just tells you Bill Belichick has his schemes, and it just irritates Mahomes, and it's hard to get him going. I mean, the other two things I was going to say too, the other two such games that came against the Patriots in those – games, whatever, the Chiefs scored 31 points in the second half. So it's like the right. First half, we never do well against the Patriots. It was not a shocker. Usually Travis Kelce never has a big game. It's just because they play what I thought they were going to do. I was watching Belichick do this again. He used six DBs and he dropped 7 men in coverage. I mean, it makes it so difficult for a quarterback to read that because you have 3 men rushing you, and he made it look like the linebackers are rushing on the edges and they drop back into coverage. So you really don't know if they're going to rush five or they're going to drop everybody. And so you can totally tell Mahomes is not rattled, but I'd say like he was getting frustrated. And then they were putting a lot of pressure on the corners, or putting a lot of pressure on the receivers, and keeping their hands off, not making them get in the route sometime. And it just throwing off the rhythm. And it just made it clear that they did not – they wanted Mahomes just to dump the ball off short. They didn't want him to go the length of the field. I mean, they wanted him to jump the ball off short and go the length of the field. They did not want to have any shots down the field. That was definitely – I mean, it definitely saw what happened in the Ravens game. Like, you can't blitz Mahomes a bunch of times, and if you don't get to him, he's going to make you pay. I mean, it was definitely an ugly first half of football. I mean, would you agree? I mean, on offense?
Yeah, and the more I think about it, I mean, this again, I have, you know, 3 years of Pee Wee football experience, so I have a lot to stand on. But, like, do teams, like, watch the film of the New England Patriots on defense and think, like, hey, guys, let's do what they do? Like, I feel like, in a way, like, I only see them do that kind of coverage thing where it's like you just said, like, I don't understand. Like, do you think they're just like, they don't think it's like, why aren't they doing what they do? I don't get it.
I think the Ravens thought their defense is so solid and they're going to run their scheme and just keep it going. But I think they got to realize now after being, you know, showed up like Mahomes did to them, they got to realize now that they have to change their defensive scheme. I mean, you can't blitz Mahomes. And if you do show blitz, you better make sure you get to him. But I mean, the only highlight, I guess, I can say for the offense, the beginning of the game really was Tommy Townsend, his punting. His legend continues to grow.
Yes.
I guess he has the highest punting average in a game for the Chiefs with a minimum of 4 punts, and he averaged 60 yards per punt. So, I mean, that's the one highlight we had for the offense, I guess, for Tommy Townsend is making some records already his young career. But, I mean, how about that defense, though? Like, were you impressed? I mean, not only did they only gave up – New England didn't score any touchdowns either until, like, the fourth quarter again. I mean, were you impressed with our defense?
First of all, after the game, I was like, wow, the defense played great. You know, and you really think about it, like, but they didn't have their starting quarterback.
Right.
Right? Like, and, like, I mean, Brian Hoyer is good, right? But, like, he's Brian Hoyer, right? And so, like, yes, I'm super excited, but it's like, how did that game look if Cam Newton was playing? Because if you're able to keep, you know, Mahomes in check for the first half, like, how does that even work out? So
I don't.
So I was excited, but at the same time, I was like, you know, it's Brian Hoyer.
I mean, just put it this way, like, in the last 13 games, the Chiefs have given up an average of 16.5 points a game, which is a league best. Like, yeah, we give up yards on the run. We give, you know, we actually are pretty good in the pass now. I think we're third in the league. But, like, against the run, I think we're 28th. I mean, that's definitely one of our biggest, like, I would say kryptonite for us is our biggest weaknesses. But, I mean, the defense, they only gave up one first down, a total of 30 yards on the Patriots' first two drives. I mean, Brian Hoyer threw his first pass on the third Patriots possession and threw it in a perfect INT to Juan Thornhill. I mean, I thought Juan Thornhill had a game. Did you think he had a great game?
Oh, yeah. He had the great interception. And his knee looks good, too. Like, he doesn't look like he's, like, sensitive on it or anything. That was a great interception he had. And I heard his name a lot that game, which is nice to see him back in there.
I saw a couple of nice hits that he had, jarred the ball loose a couple of times, and I thought he had a pretty decent game. I was surprised. But even though after that great INT, Sammy Watkins, your guy, he fumbled on the next play. So it's just one of those things, like, when you play the Patriots, you got to keep, you know, control the ball, and you can't have those type of turnovers. But it's just one of those games where, like, we never could really get in a rhythm. And it just was one of those where, like, once we got some edge going, we just gave it back to them. So that was the one thing I was taking away from this game about. But, I mean, like, we only gave up 3 points, though, in the first half. So I know it was 6-3, you know, we're winning. But we only gave up 3 points. Like, I'm still impressed with that. I don't care what quarterback you have in you, and – but they still only gave up 3 points. So, again, it's the fourth quarter that they had a touchdown.
It's Brian Hoyer, though. Like, okay, I love Brian Hoyer. He's a great dude. But, like, we got to do better than that.
Oh, I know.
You know, but we can't get too excited.
I mean,
but it's, you know, I'm still excited that we're undefeated. But we got to just be careful.
I mean,
because I just don't want any bad karma for this weekend against Derek Carr or. I keep on getting them mixed up between David or Derek.
Oh, it's Derek.
But the car, yeah.
I think you got to think about that. We had a stout defense in the red zone. I mean, two of the biggest plays of the game,
yes.
I mean, really came when New England was inside the Chiefs 20. And the Chiefs ended each drive with a sack. I mean, the first one came late in the first half when Frank Clark dragged down Brian Hoyer for a 13-yard loss. And that went to halftime. Like, the Chiefs definitely could have been tied up at that time at least. I mean, Frank Clark looked impressive last night, the other night. Do you like him too?
Oh, and what's so great is that the health, right? He's not have a, you know, a lingering shoulder pain. And our boy Taco got in the mix.
I know.
Like, it's – it was so like it, I got the feeling like after like the first or second half, it's almost like as if like the team got together and was like, all right, guys, like we're playing New England. They don't have Tom Brady and they don't have Cam Newton. Like, are they that good, do you think? Or are they just like kind of let go of the throttle? Or do you really think that, like, you know, this just execution? I really wonder what goes into their thought process.
I really think the Chiefs' defense, though, they just play well when they need to. I think that's really the key situations. Yeah. Like, yeah, we don't play great sometimes. We give up a lot of runs, you know, yards. But when it came down the red zone again, for some reason they got turnovers. Like, I know it was against, you know, Brian Hoyer. But then they also, too, Brian Hoyer got benched and they put in Stidham. I mean, like,
yeah,
it just depends on, like, you know. But really, finally, Mahomes was able to make something happen, you know, towards the end of the game. And he connected with Travis Kelce for 45 yards. And that actually was the biggest play of the night. I think it was like four plays later, Mahomes flipped the ball to Tyreek Hill for a touchdown, and that gave the Chiefs a double-digit lead. But were you shocked that the Patriots benched Brian Hoyer, though, and put in Jared Stidham?
Yeah, poor Hoyer. He had, you know, a tough rap. You know, it was a tough game. I was kind of surprised. I mean, I know Belichick's crazy about, like, you know, like certain type of things. Like, for example, that poor Hoyer, but he got sacked – like at the worst time he could, like you can't get sacked when you don't have any timeouts and less than 10
seconds. He thought
seconds.
He had a timeout.
The poor guy gets
he
sacked.
He thought he had a timeout too.
Oh, I mean, poor guy. Poor guy. But hey, a lot of quarterbacks have been forgetting things. The other night, Tom Brady forgot if it was fourth down or third down. And then he says, and he's like, oh, no, I knew it, Dan. It was, no, you didn't. You looked at the referee and you're like, wait, no, we have fourth down.
I mean, it happens, I guess. I mean, Tom Brady is like one of the best, supposedly, right? And he just had a brain for it, I guess you'd say. I mean, it's just funny that it happened to him. But I mean,
well, poor guy, he also did walk into the wrong house that was like his neighbor's, one of his offensive coordinator.
I forgot about that.
Poor guy. but yeah, he's pretty good. I think he's what won like what six championships. Yeah. And
I mean, he's pretty good.
I like Tom Brady, but yeah, that was pretty funny.
I mean, the Chiefs, I mean, I have to say, though, like, when the Chiefs, like, the Patriots, like, led, like, close down the field, they closed a touchdown in the gap to make the gap within 3 points. That's when, like, Jared Stidham came in, he took him all the way down the field, threw a touchdown. So the Chiefs were only up by 3 points at that point. And then the Chiefs started having, you know, something going. And I thought it was a great acting job by Mahomes. When he was
I was just gonna say, Scott, that was the best part about the whole game.
I mean,
that was
I know,
so sick.
I know he was getting touched on a bounce, but come on, Mahomes, he knew he had to fall down, make it look like he got thrown down.
Oh, it was legit, man. That was some great, like, that was fantastic. It's because he's doing all these commercials and stuff. He knows how to do it now, man.
I think it was definitely an Oscar nomination. What do you say? Like,
that was legit.
But good then Mahomes him. Again, he drove down the field and threw on third down six. He flipped another pass to Mecole Hardman and basically a handoff. I mean, it was great to see those little pass plays. That, you know, it's always nice being a quarterback where you just literally flip it in front of you like that, have guys fast around the corner score a touchdown for you, even though it's basically a handoff. But it was nice. But I thought one thing that I wanted to say that was kind of concerning for me on offense was also, too, is Butker had a little shaky day. I mean, he missed an extra point. And for the second straight game now, like, were you a little concerned about him missing that field goal at that point, the extra points?
I don't know, man. I'm still in my honeymoon phase because he hit a 58-yarder like three times in a row. So, like, it's okay if he misses every – I mean, to be honest, though, my biggest fear with any kicker is, like, they have – like, they're 30-0 for the season, and it's, like, one of those games where it's like, oh, God, is he going to miss it? So let him get his misses in now. Like,
yeah, because
okay
he always
As long as you're
You
still
always hate
four
when those commentators go, okay, he hasn't missed a field goal for the last 20 games, and here's a game
and
winner, and he misses it. So it's like one of those things. Exactly. I feel the same way. But the one thing I thought was crazy, too, is like the next drive the Patriots have, Jerry Stidham threw a nice pass to Julian Edelman, and he somehow just pops it up in the air, and the Honey Badger took a pick six to the house. I mean, were you shocked that he dropped that pass?
Oh, yeah. Wow. It was such good hand-eye coordination. You think about that, like he looked around, and all of a sudden he just like, what a great play. But yeah, I feel bad because I don't really think
oh,
that was
not
Stidham's
at all.
Fault. But of course, that's gonna happen.
I mean, I think a lot of Chief fans were happy to see that it was from Julian Edelman after all the trash talk he usually gives about, you know. So apparently, he had like one of the most dropped balls last year. I didn't know about that, but that was another drop pass that. That was easy for Honey Badger to take it back to the house. So, I mean, that was great. But then, and then the next Patriots drive, they were driving again, and yet again, Stidham throws deep and overshot his receiver, and Rashard Fenton and picks him off to basically seal the game. And the Patriots had four turnovers. Most giveaways in a single game since the week of 2012, I guess, of week 15. And that includes – I mean, we had three interceptions and one fumble and that touchdown. So, I mean, definitely the Chiefs took advantage of their poor offense of the Patriots. I mean, they scored two touchdowns in 9 seconds late in the fourth quarter.
That never happens to Patriots teams.
Never.
Like, they never have that many interceptions and fumbles.
I mean, you had Tom Brady who never really throws that many interceptions. And if he does, it's not too bad. But, I mean, like you said, I was shocked. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, he was 19 for 29. He threw for 236 yards and two touchdowns. I mean, Clyde Edwards, he had another good game. He had 16 carries for 64 yards. He had three catches for 27. And Tyreek Hill, he had four catches for 64 yards and that one touchdown. And Travis Kelce had a quiet night, but he had one big catch. I mean, because the Patriots usually, they handle Travis Kelce pretty well. They don't want him to get much involved. And he had three catches for 70 yards. But I mean, that touchdown by Tyreek Hill, though, it marked his fourth straight game with a score on the year. And only other player that had that was Tampa Bay Buccaneers' Mike Evans. So he's starting off to a hot start with a touchdown. So hopefully they keep that going. Another stat that I wanted to bring up was Monday night's matchup was a clash between two of the greatest coaches in NFL history. I mean, Andy Reid now has a total of 226 career victories, while Patriots coach Bill Belichick has 306 victories. So now that's a total of 532 victories between them. In fact, Reed now will rank sixth of all time list, and Belichick ranks third. So, I mean, you definitely love seeing when these two coaches go at it. But
especially when Belichick had two masks on during the game. Like, these poor coaches. And Andy Reid has his whole shield that was fogging up, and poor – Bill Belichick had two masks on, but yeah, those are the two geniuses of the NFL.
I mean, Reed now has won the last two matchups between these two great coaches, and he just needs four more wins now on the season to move past Curly Lambeau, who is the fifth most victories in NFL history. So the Chiefs now haven't fallen since week 11 of the 2019 season. I mean, it's a stretch of over nearly 11 months without a loss. The streak is already the longest in NFL history – I mean, in Chiefs history, sorry. And the Chiefs will look now to keep this run-it-back tour back on Sunday as they take on the Las Vegas Raiders in Arrowhead Stadium.
Ooh.
So, this Sunday, we're playing our division hateful rivals, the Raiders. And it's Raiders week. And I've said this before, and I can't stand losing to any – other team more than the Raiders. Do you feel the same way?
Yes. And the thing is like, what sucks is like, I do like Gruden. I do like Carr. Like their tight end, I forgot his last name, but like he went through all this crazy stuff in his life. The running back, Josh Jacobs, like you hear his story that, you know, he was living in a car when he was a young kid. Like, you hear all these, like, there's so many cool storylines, but it's like, damn it, they're all on the Raiders. So it's like, I can't stand if we lose to the Raiders. It's just, that's the worst team to lose
to. I mean,
to.
This,
I, it's just not.
This not rivalry, good. I think, is the most bitter rivalry, I think, in the NFL. Like, it's been since the 1960s when the Chiefs and the Raiders first took a battle, and back in the AFL days. I mean, their first meeting, it was in September 16th, 1960, when the Chiefs were called the Texans then, and the Texans won 34-16. The last meeting, the Chiefs beat the Raiders. It was December 1st, 2019 last year, and it was a 40-9 victory. It's this meeting now, the total, they've played against each other 121 times. The Chiefs hold the series record now at 67 wins and 53 losses and two ties. The current win streak right now for the Chiefs is that it's been five since 2017. So the one thing I thought was hilarious, if I don't know if you caught it, was Derek Carr was talking about the Chiefs, is that I don't really think you can be – he quoted said, to be honest, to call it a rivalry, you have to win some games against them. So I thought that was pretty funny for him to say that and to admit, like, even if the Chiefs – he's got to beat the Chiefs to call it a rivalry. I mean, I have so many favorite moments for Chiefs versus Raiders. Do you have one moment that sticks out to you, like game or moment that you like the most?
Oh, man. I'm trying to think if – I don't even know if this is the Raider game, but I just remember the game – it was a Monday night, and it was, like, the most, like, penalties in NFL history, and, like, there was fights going on the whole time, so they wouldn't let the Chiefs ever do Monday night games for a couple years. I don't know if that was the Broncos or if that was the Raiders. I'm pretty sure it was the Raiders, and it was a rainy night. Yeah, do you remember that
game? I think
game?
It might have been a Broncos. I think it was Seattle, actually, back in the day. I think it was a
was
monsoon.
It? I remember
but,
Derek
like,
Thomas.
The two games that I could think of was one, obviously, was the Jamal Charles five touchdowns in Oakland. Where he got, like, showered with beer after, like, the fourth touchdown he had against them. That's another good one. But oh, yeah. I think mine has got to be – I actually had posted on Facebook. It was when Derek Thomas had six sacks in 1998. And it was a season opener. And it was when he just – he called his shot when he's going to call a safety. And actually, it was funny, too. It was actually John Gruden's debut of coaching. Yeah. And the Chiefs absolutely destroyed the Raiders. They won 28-8. I think there was 10 sacks total. Jeff George was the quarterback for the Raiders. I think he got concussed. He was
Jeff George.
And he was Jeff just destroyed. George. And Derek Thomas ends the game with a safety against them too. I mean, it was just one of those games that I'll never forget because it was just hilarious to watch. And I mean, I think our uncle Steve, I think our uncle Chris's friend was over watching the game. And he's a big time Raider fan. And he wasn't very happy. I remember that though. But I mean, what are your expectations for this game this Sunday now?
Oh, wait. Back on your last question. I don't mean to be a politician, but I want to go back. My favorite Chief moment was when they scored four touchdowns in the second quarter or something with Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? It was crazy. I think
it was last
year.
I think it was week
okay.
two, I think. I can't remember. But, like, I think it was DeMarcus Robinson had, like, three touchdowns, I think it was. Yeah, one-handed catch.
He had a one-handed catch.
It was a great game. So what are your question? Expectations for this Sunday?
You know, I don't know. I just get so nervous whenever, like, a team like the Raiders who run the football. So, like, that's what makes me nervous. But my expectations is you're going to see a lot of Josh Jacobs. And I just hope to God that they get some turnovers because he's got to keep the ball in Mahomes' hand. But I just think overall, I think the Chiefs are just so together and rolling on all cylinders. I still think we're going to pull it off, but I just fear about Josh.
I expect
Jacobs.
The Chiefs offense definitely to bounce back. I mean, the Raiders defense, they're ranked 24th in the league in points allowed, and where the Chiefs are only two. I mean, as bad as the Chiefs are against the run, I mean, we're 28th, but the Raiders are 25th. So I think I expect the Raiders to do basically is to run the ball, like you said, with Josh Jacobs. And I think that's their best player, to be honest, and have Derek Carr not throw third long.
They're tight end.
Waller?
What's a tight
end? He's a stud.
He's a stud.
I still think Josh Jacobs is their whole team on offense. I think when he gets going, it's when it opens everything else up. And I really expect – I mean, I don't know. What do you expect the Raiders to do to stop the Chiefs' offense?
You can't. There's nothing you can do. Like – the smartest guy in the world, Bill Belichick. He literally had a good game, but they still scored 26 points. Like, and he still threw over 230 yards. Like, I don't like, and he's got all these weapons. My question though Is the Raiders pass rush, like, how is that pass rush compared to the other teams we've played so far? Because that's
they have
my biggest
one
question.
defensive end I think is really good. I forget his name, but he's the only guy I think of that, like, the pressure wise. But I don't think the Raiders can go man coverage like the Patriots do and only rush four. I just don't see that happening because they don't have a lot of good DBs. They picked some DBs up from their first round draft pick they reached out for,
Ooh.
But they don't really have any, you know, back end. I don't see anybody.
What about that one guy who, like, threw himself into, like, the TV thing on a Thursday night?
No.
Did you see that player? Well, he's a free safety. I forgot when they drafted this guy, but he was on that one show before the season on the HBO, whatever it's called.
Oh, gosh, I can't remember it. Hard Knocks, yeah.
Hard Knocks. Yeah, I forgot his name, but anyways, he, like, throws his body around. He's one guy that I'm nervous about because he reminds me kind of like a Polamalu and like a Tyrann Mathieu combined. He's a stud, so we got to be careful for him tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I just think offensively, I think we're gonna have a heyday. I just don't see the Raiders being able to stop them at all. And I'm actually going my prediction. I think CEH is gonna have a big game against the Raiders. I think that. The Raiders are going to try to stop the run or try to stop the pass and everything else. And I think CEH is going to get some screen play going on. I think he'll get some runs. I think he'll be utilized a lot. Who do you expect to be your impact player on offense?
My boy Sammy Watkins. He had a crucial fumble, which I know he's kicking himself about last week. He really doesn't fumble a lot. At least he hasn't in the past couple of years of with the Chiefs. I know he did in Buffalo, but I expect him to bounce back big this week because I just think that there's just too much with Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. I just think they're going to see Sammy Watkins, especially after it's been like 2 or 3 weeks since his concussion. I think he's having a big game.
All right, I like that. Sammy Watkins, he had a pretty good game against the Patriots, though. I think he had actually led the team in targets, surprisingly. But just like I said, the Patriots, they basically didn't let Travis Kelce get loose and kept Tyreek Hill in check, and you know, Sammy Watkins will get in those dig routes every once in a while. So that's a good pick. I think he probably will do well. But defensively, who do you expect to be defensively be your impact player for our team, the Chiefs?
Well, I wonder if Jones is going to play because I know he was scratched the last week. And I wonder if they just didn't play him just because he needed some rest. But I think Pinnell, man, I think he'll have a big game because – I think he's going to be crucial for, you know, going against Josh Jacobs. I think he's going to have a big day. And you know, it just depends if Jones is playing. It's going to be Jones or Pinnell, I would say, is my defensive players to watch.
My defensive player, I'm looking at Juan Thornhill. I'm hoping he gets another pick six like he did last time to play against them. I really think he's starting to come alive and he's coming out. I think his knee's feeling a lot better and he's coming alive on defense. And like Chris Jones, they obviously, if he plays, he'll be an impact getting to Derek Carr. But I think Frank Clark and Juan Thornhill, those two guys, I think is good. I don't know. I just have a feeling Frank Clark's going to have a couple sacks. But I'm hoping we
– Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping to see we see the bad Derek Carr. I mean, he has 144 yards – I mean, right now he currently has 144 passes without a pick. So I think this Sunday is calling an INT for me. I think he's going to get an interception. I just have a feeling about it. You know, he's been pretty good, but I feel like he's going to get some pressure and something's going to happen. So my keys to victory, though, for the Chiefs, definitely they have to stop Josh Jacobs on running the ball. Got to make Derek Carr be in third and long and make him throw the ball, not be short checkdowns. And they got to start fast on offense. Wear down that Raiders defense. That's basically, like, I think, is basically what the Chiefs have to do. And I think if they do that, it's going to be a blowout.
I think the keys for me is just do exactly what you did last week with defense. Like, I think the defense played really well. And then finally just score more points than the Raiders do.
What's the key that we have to have?
Key is if we score, it gets kind of tricky because, like, it goes first quarter, second quarter,
right,
third quarter, then fourth quarter. But if we have more points by the end of the fourth quarter and have the most points,
that's right,
we win. So the key is to score more points than the other team.
But I know it's
crazy, but
I know you have to have more points.
It's a crazy theory.
Oh man. So score prediction, I'm predicting the Chiefs will be, I think, at least 35 points, and we'll give up, we'll say 21. I think we'll give up more. I think the Chiefs, it's not gonna be a close game. I expect John Gruden to turn into Chucky, being all red and pissed off on the sidelines. I don't think the Raiders will be able to play physical enough to play like the Patriots do, and I think they'll have to ban the run eventually. And Derek Carr will throw a couple picks. I mean,
Wait, did you see what Gruden did in the locker room after their win the other game, when he does like this thing where he puts his hands on his head, his hands
no,
on
I
his knees?
haven't.
Have you seen it? Oh, he does like this like old school football chant thing. It's so funny. Oh
I'll
my
look it up.
God, you gotta look it up. I love Gruden. I think it's gonna be 31-17. I think the Raiders will have like an opening drive that does really well, and then Mahomes is gonna just keep throwing it down their throats, and then they'll get a couple late scores here and there, but I say
All right.
31-17.
I think we
Chiefs.
had pretty much know that the Chiefs are going to win. I mean, just they have to. It's against the Raiders, right? But finally, the most important question is, what should I bring over to the game, to your house?
I know how close. I don't know, because we're doing 9:30. I think we're gonna go get some bagels and stuff in the morning, because mom is like screaming at me that she's gonna cook lasagna. So like, that's what we're eating for lunch and dinner and seconds and thirds. So I don't know. Let me get back to you tomorrow morning.
All
But I
right,
think
what
we're
about
getting bagels and
drinks?
stuff.
What should we drink?
Oh, we need to fill up on some of the
Do
sparkling
you want
beverages.
to do
For
margaritas
sure.
or white claws?
White Claws, whatever there is that's somewhat
Right. Well, I
cold.
got nothing else to say except beat the Raiders. I mean, do you have it?
I know.
I think
Let's
we'll
go
go
five and
five and
oh.
zero.
You know, the next thing too, you know what we need to do, and I'm serious about this, is like we just need to keep having good vibes. Like, we don't want COVID to affect the season, because like it's so scary. Like, they're moving games back, and like they had the whole Jets team cancel practice, and like they had a negative test. Like, please, everyone wear a mask so Mahomes doesn't get sick.
That
That's
was
all
the
I say.
biggest
That's all I
scare,
care
seeing
about.
Gilmore supposedly have test positive. So we'll
Oh
find out.
man.
I mean, I think Edith Mahomes has to be COVID listed, what do they call it? The injury list for COVID. I think we'll be all right. I think we have a big enough team to get by the hump. So we'll see what happens. But either way, I have nothing else to say, Stu, except I'll figure out what we're going to have tomorrow morning and bring over to the house and start this barbecue or drinks. Go
Absolutely.
Chiefs.
Go
All right, man.
Chiefs.
Thanks for doing this again. We'll see you tomorrow.
Of course.
All right,
See you
bye.
in 12 hours.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode, and make sure to check in next week. I'll be uploading more episodes, and don't forget, we're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at How About Them Chiefs. So go check it out. And again, thanks for listening. Go Chiefs.